Well, earlier today at McGinn Park in the Oscar Trainer Trophy, it was the final. It finished the Inishowen League 0, the Clare League 1, and we're joined on the line by the Inishowen League joint manager, Dermot O'Brien. Dermot, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
Dermot, 1-0 defeat. Is that a fair reflection of the 90 minutes?
Well, I wouldn't say that's a fair reflection of the 90 minutes. I think it was a very even first half. Very few clear chances at either side. Defences on top, which we knew. We spoke before the game that it was going to be a close, tight game. And I also felt that the first goal was going to be crucial. Clare scored on about 47 minutes. Excellent finish from Owen Hayes. Had a wee bit of luck on the way the ball got to him, but he took full advantage. And I think for the remaining 43 minutes, we absolutely battered him and couldn't score.
Yeah, I suppose the first goal was going to be vital. And while speaking to Terence, it was a relatively open game. I suppose looking at that scoreline, defences were on top.
Well, we had the vast majority of possession once after they scored, Miles, and we pushed on. We had numerous good half chances. The keeper made two excellent saves. We had one shot and hit the post, with another shot scrambled away off the line. It was just non-stop attacking from its own, and we just didn't get the break on the day to get back into the match. And sometimes that happens in football, that's the way it goes.
I understand that Clare had an international as a centre-back who played very well.
Yeah, and I think that's a reflection, Miles, of where all the pressure was, you know. Stephen Kelly is a good player, centre-back. We tried to get the ball out wide, and we were quite successful in the second half in getting the ball out wide and getting them around behind them. I just felt we were a wee bit hesitant in front of goal. We had numerous situations where we might have been advised to, you know, go directly for a shot from good positions, but we tried to tee up a teammate in a better position. And sometimes, you know, you have to take those half chances and hope one of them is in. But, you know, we had enough half chances and enough good chances to at the very, very least score one goal. And, you know, we didn't take our chances and paid the price. Simple as that, really.
What is the mood like in his own dressing room?
A huge disappointment. You know, absolutely huge disappointment. You know, the players have put in a great effort this year. They're a credit to the clubs themselves and to the league. And massively disappointed to lose on your home turf in a close, tight game, really, that, you know, could have went our way as handy.
Sometimes just maybe one spark of inspiration is the difference. And I suppose maybe that's what happened with Clare scoring through their international Owen Hayes.
Yeah, so it was a long ball forward, which, you know, that's the way they play. They played early to the front man, and it broke. One of our defenders headed and broke off another player and fell kindly for him. And when he slipped Owen in, he scored a diagonal shot across Kevin to the far corner. It was an excellent finish. But, you know, that was probably the only chance in the game that Owen got. And, you know, at the other end, Matty Henning came on as a sub and done really well for us. Did a beautiful 1-2 in the edge of the box. Went into the box and fired past the keeper, and it comes back off the post. And such an emergence, Miles, you know.
Yeah, I suppose you defeated Clare in the Oscar Trainer another year by a goal to nil, so there's not much between you two teams.
Oh, very little between the teams. And they're a league like yourselves, takes Oscar Trainer competition very seriously. They're defending champions, and they're worthy defending champions, and we wish them well, and they're victors today, but there was very, very little on it on the day.
So I suppose the big question is, can Inishowen League continue to be up at the top there? You've had 4 or 5 years of good success. Can you continue on?
Yeah, I think we can. We'll regroup now. It's not the time for any decisions for either players or management. But I think we'll regroup again in September and go again and start the process off. And there's enough young talent in the league. We'll introduce a couple of younger boys. We've had them in the squad this year, and they've got that experience, and maybe we'll introduce gradual change, but we'll start over again, and we'll give it a shot next year and see how it takes us.
In junior football circles, I'm sure Inishowen must be well rated with your performances in the last number of years.
Yeah, well, I'd say most leagues now are aware of where the Inishowen League is and the quality that is in our league, and you know that makes it harder and harder all the time. But you know, you have to rise to the challenge, and you know, we believe we have the players in the peninsula. And hopefully they'll turn out again and represent the league as the same as they've done and have done very successfully over the last 4 or 5 years.
And what about international caps? Should they be coming your way?
Well, you know, the Regions Cup is the big one, but it's a regional basis, and it's Munster and Connacht are the regions that won the game this year. Like, unfortunately, we hadn't even a player selected for the Leinster Ulster setup, but it's higher powers than me to say those things. Personally, I believe we have players who are good enough, you know, to be on them international teams, but they're not picked. Unfortunately, not a lot we can do about it.
I'm sure you're disappointed yourself today, Dermot.
I'm more disappointed for the players, Miles, you know. You know, they're the boys that put the effort in, and they're the boys that give the commitment and give their time. And really disappointed for them, because I felt that, you know, the first one was a big, big thing for the league and for the players, but I felt we had the players who were good enough and they deserved the second one, you know. But it just wasn't to be on the day.